Good day, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Pacifica National Board Programming Committee. It is now March 26, 2022. The time is 12:48 Eastern, and I will call the roll. My name is Nancy Saibar Naditomi. I'm the outgoing chair and secretary. KPFK, Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Grace Aaron? Oh, Grace is here. Good. Grace is present. KPFT, Lillian Kerr? Lillian Kerr, I do not hear you. Let's see. Jim Dingman from WBAI.
Here.
Jim, present. KPFA,
here.
Fred Dodsworth. Dingman, present. Fred Dodsworth, I do not hear you from KPFA. Okay, WPFW, Sue Goodwin.
Present.
Sue, present. WRFG, Heather Gregg.
Here, present.
Heather, present. Okay, KPFT, Wally James.
Here.
Wally, present. KPFA, Mark Van Landoot.
Present.
Mark is present. KPFK, Ali Lexa Al-Hilali.
Yes, present.
Ali is present. KPFA, Philip Maldari. Philip, I do not hear you. Zidi Rido from KPFK.
Present.
Zidi is present. Sharon Salam from WBAI. Sharon, I do not hear you. Egberto Willis from KPFT. Egberto, I do not hear you. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Huh? How did we get 8? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We have 8. We have more than quorum. Quorum is established. Okay, so we've got roll call. Let's see. I sent an agenda around 12:17. Was everybody able to see that?
I got it.
Good. Okay. Any questions? Any you want to add something or? So while pending, agenda approval is pending. We anybody want to add something? Something want to
well,
motion or something? Discussion.
I don't know. This is Sue Goodwin. I don't know.
Go ahead, Sue.
Let me look at the agenda again. But something came up this week when we launched the Supreme Court coverage, which KPFA did a great job on. But what it became clear to me is there was no sort of clear process by which when we do a national special of and it would seem to me is I don't know if that's something we can promote or get involved in, but if there was some sort of central place and key individuals who would then say, okay, here's the special, here's how it's described, you know, and work out.
Okay.
Help coordinate
right. So
the stations on this.
Okay, so your item, agenda item, is discuss process on, what is it, national program? I was so busy, I don't know if it was even on a KPFT. Was it on just a few stations or all
well,
five?
I know it was on BAI and DC, New
it was
York,
on K.
And
just a moment.
It was on K.
Sue Cohen. Okay. All right. Thank you. So it was on K and I and W. So three stations. So not on A or T then maybe. Mark, do you know? Okay. All right. So that's an agenda item. We'll put that on and discuss about that. And let's see. The agenda is, and the public is invited to take the stack. I mean, that's what we decided last year. Anytime they want to. Very few public come, like 3 or 4 people regularly. And one time when we were doing the programming committee, local LSB programming committee motion, that was still in needs to be worked on. There were lots of people who came. I mean, lots like 8 or 9 people, and they were asking to put things on. Okay, And the minutes, I will send them later. They're done, but I will send them later in PDF form. Unfinished business. I'm just reading the agenda for the audience. Let's see. The ability to have access. Oh, yeah. This is a motion that was on the agenda for several times, but never discussed. So it's sort of like new. It's something I put. It's a motion for an email list for cross-communication among the station management, LSB, and the staff. So all three groups have a way to cross-communicate. And a restriction of up to about 5 lines for improvement or the quality of the station. Okay, that's motion I wrote in there. It's never been discussed by the committee. All right, and the next thing was a national bill of staff programmers' rights has not started wordsmithing in this committee yet. So that's a really big thing that's really going to, whatever y'all do, be thinking that you make some improvement on this, it's really going to alleviate a lot of tears and broken hearts.
All right.
And the other thing was list points for reporting progress of past motions that were passed in the PME. That's my suggestion, that y'all work on a draft to report on things that have been passed and have how they're doing, how it's going on. And then I have a whole
benchmark
for new business. Yeah, benchmarks.
Benchmarks.
Thank you. Benchmarks. And new business, I just put Sue wants to talk about a process for national programming. And then the last item is discuss your next date. And if, Sundays and Friday nights were the best we could come up with the last year, but nobody wanted to do Friday nights. So we stayed with Sunday at the present hour that we're doing today. And I want to give you a word of caution. A lot of people go to cover protests, rallies on Saturdays and on Sunday afternoons. So that's why we did not do Saturday last year. I don't know if this time was a recommendation because we could not make quorum on March 13th. Okay, so is there anything else somebody wants to put on?
Yeah, this is Grace for the stack.
Oh, hi, Grace. Go ahead.
Hi.
I'll put you down.
I think I would like to have us decide on the date for the next meeting at the beginning of the agenda while the most people are here.
Thanks.
You know, so that...
Okay, change the order. Let's put that next meeting.
Yeah.
We'll discuss that first.
I have visual source aspects for all of you.
Sure.
Is somebody talking?
Somebody needs to mute.
Oh,
good.
Thank you. Thank you for muting.
The next thing is thank you for putting the list of reporting for item 4, list points for reporting progress of past motions that were passed by the PNB. There are two very important motions that passed the program committee, I believe, in 2017 and passed the entire PNB without objection. They're very important motions. One is a comprehensive motion on program evaluation, and the other motion was a motion to have programming, a listenership improvement, be part of every program director's job description. And those two are very important motions. Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to forward those two motions to this group so you have them.
Oh.
One is a comprehensive, I'll explain. They were both passed, adopted by the PNB in 2017. They are Pacifica policy. They have not been implemented as far as I know. Maybe the job description one has. But the programming evaluation really has not been implemented as much. And so I'd like to forward those to you all, and we can discuss them when it comes up on the agenda in item 4.1C. Okay, I'll send them to everybody in a minute or two.
Okay. Okay, Sue, where did you want your motion, your item? You want it, where do you want it? Is everybody okay with putting the next meeting discussion, the next point to do, and then Sue's item, and then Grace's item? How about that? Is that okay with everybody? Or preliminary? Okay. If there's no objection, is there a move to accept the agenda with the agenda changes? Let's do next. Next will be the next date, meeting date, and then Sue's national process of national programming process. And then what Grace had about past resolutions, reporting, progress report. Is that okay with everybody? Okay, hearing no objections, that's the agenda is approved. Okay, let's go to the next point is the, what did I say? Oh, yeah, the next date. Who has a strong desire to change the date or give a suggestion? Is this time good for your schedules?
This is Zuri from KPFK. I would like to suggest that we go a little later. I know you all have demonstrations to go to, but in Los Angeles it's 9:30 on a Saturday, and it would be really wonderful at least to have an hour later. Is that possible?
Okay, that means we start at 1:30 Eastern time. Where are the Eastern people? Jim?
Correct. I know.
Well, you want to do this on Saturdays or Sundays?
It's up to the committee. I don't hear too many voices. Can y'all speak up if you have a preference?
Well.
Okay. All right. If it's a Saturday, then.
Okay. Let me just say Saturday's bad for me generally as a day. I mean, you know, it would have to be later in the day, but Saturday have my hands tied. This is a bad time for me since I'm doing other things at this time. And I will send the motions that Grace and I were on that committee. We passed them unanimously. We passed a whole bunch of stuff. So I'm going to dig them up and bring them forward to you all so you can look at it. And the other thing that people should be aware of is we have a motion passed unanimously. I think we didn't have anybody object to it. It's a PNB. But it authorizes this committee to request from the station managers and PDs for the interests of the whole foundation, the backed Nielsen and Arbitron studies and also the fundraising data of the stations. And I put in a phone call to KPFA to get that information from them. And, you know, I want to put that in there. So that has to be, something that we sort of start to talk about implementing, because I don't want to give these guys enough time to dilly-dally and not supply any information, because that's the kind of information we need to really – have some
point of order.
Just a moment, Jim. We're right. I forgot to do something. I forgot to ask for nominations for Chair Pro Tem because I'm supposed to be out of this thing. So, are there any nominations for Chair Pro Tem? Just for today.
I nominate Heather.
Heather, okay. Heather, do you accept?
I don't know. I'm surprised at that. Who is that?
I think you were nominated by who nominated you? I forgot. Ali? Is it Ali?
Yeah, that was Ali.
Okay. It's just for, you know, chairing this meeting. It doesn't mean forever unless you want it and you challenge the others. when y'all finally get all your committee together, you might want to decide to have an election. However, don't wait forever, because last year we had only one person representing WPFW and only two people representing WBAI and only two people from KPFA. So we were like shorthanded. And so don't wait forever. But just for today, because I'm really not supposed to be chairing again, or unless everybody wants me to. So Heather is accepting, right?
thank you. I'll accept. All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay. So are there any other nominations for Chair Pro Tem for today? Well, hearing no other nominations, Heather, I'm going to let you take over. The next point is the next date, and after the next date, go ahead, you handle that. Okay, so the next thing I need to ask is, are there any nominations for Secretary Pro Tem? Anybody just want to, you know, it's just, you know, mostly this this committee discusses and discusses a lot and then drafts a motion, and then we got a motion, and usually we do all last year's all by consensus. We didn't have any voting necessary. We just unanimous everything we did. Okay. All right. I'll be Secretary Pro Tem just for this meeting, please, until y'all get somebody. All right. Go ahead, Heather. I'm going to let you take over.
Oh, my goodness. Thanks. Well, I'm slightly ill-prepared, but okay. So let's see. Unfinished
Ziti
business.
Ziti would like 1 hour later, and Jim would not like Saturday, or maybe Jim is okay for late Saturday afternoon.
Okay, well, let's talk about days, actually. There are already some recommendations, right? You've said, what would everyone like? I mean, let's just go through the list. Or are there any objections to meeting on Saturday afternoon? I know there was mentioned that somebody wanted to meet. Who was it who said they wanted to meet later on Saturday? But any other comments from folks on the call today about when to meet for the program committee?
I have a question.
Yeah.
What is the average length of this committee's meetings?
I'm sorry? No, go ahead, please.
I asked what the average length of this committee's meetings run.
Oh, good question. I have no idea. What's the average length?
Two and a half or three?
No, well, usually an hour and a half. We aim for that. When we were working on the local programming committees at each station, we were going into 3 to 4 hours. That was in the fall of last year. Thank you. I'm finished.
Yeah. An hour and a half. Does that sound good to everyone? Approximately that? No comment.
Jim to the stack?
Yes, go ahead, Jim.
I would try to stick rigidly to that, an hour and a half.
Yeah, makes sense. I agree. Any other comments? All right. So you all help me on this now. I'm just looking at the agenda here.
This is Wally. Can I cut in for a second?
Yes.
I wanted to say we have been doing the meetings on Sunday, and there was a comment, I think it was by Nancy, that a lot of people are been attending protest on Saturdays. So just throw out the idea, maybe doing it on Sunday and just see how the group feels.
Oh, yeah. So let's see. Any other comments about doing this on Sunday? How do folks feel about that?
Yeah, this is Grace.
Go ahead.
We often have our local station board meetings on Sunday morning.
Oh. Okay.
But I guess we could schedule it on Sunday. What do you think, Ali and Ziri?
What time on Sunday? Would that be like 10 a.m. Pacific Coast time on Sunday or 10:30? I'd also like to hear from Jim what day is good for him.
So, Jim, what's good for you?
Well, the earlier the better on a Sunday for me, which would obviously be, you know, not too difficult for the rest of you guys in the California area and Houston. So, you know, whatever's reasonable.
10:30 is the LSB at K. 10:30 is the LSB at K.
That's once a month.
Yeah. No, in the moment we meet every weekend. We constantly have continuation meetings. This is Ziri. So, yeah, as long as it doesn't conflict with that and is after 10 a.m., I'm good with either day.
10 a.m., what
10 a.m., what time period is that?
Oh, Pacific. So I'm from KPFK, Los Angeles. So if
okay.
that means your time, 1 p.m. or after, that would be great.
Exactly. Okay. So what are people saying?
Jim's a sec. Jim's a sec.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
I was thinking maybe we could vary this and experiment with it. And, you know, I'm down to have the public involved. I don't care. I think that's good. I mean, we can argue. I think that's a good idea. Because when we used to do program council in New York, when I was on the program council back in the early 90s, I actually argued to have the public be allowed to come. So I think that's important. But I think that it's also important not to go over meeting, because we all know these meetings are, you know, they can go interminably long or whatever. And the one thing that, and Grace can share this, is that maybe if we could start with one a month and then think of working groups to work on problems with people cooperating with each other in between meetings to try to get certain things done, so that we're coming to the meetings with actually prepared ideas, as opposed to just having the meeting and then we're just, you know, flushing it out at the meeting and then, you know, coming up with something we really haven't had a lot of chance to think about and to think through. I would, you know, I mean, I know, Nancy, I was the one who put in the two meetings a month and all that. That's that, you can blame that on me. But in going forward, I think it'd be useful to maybe experiment with setting different kinds of times so we can allow topics to be worked on in between meetings and have people collaborate at times that are more convenient for them, and then get certain kinds of things practically done. I just want to throw that out as an idea.
This is Grace for the stack.
Go ahead, Grace.
Hi, Heather.
Hi.
Two quick things. One is this meeting being streamed as it should be?
Yes, apparently so.
Okay, good. Thank you. The next thing is, you know, we don't think of it, but we can have the meeting during the daytime during the week, if that's better for most people. I know that it's not good for working people, but if everybody consents, we could have a meeting on, let's say, Tuesday morning or early afternoon or Monday or Wednesday or Friday. I don't know how people feel about that, but I would be in favor of having a weekday meeting. We haven't thought about that.
Let's have discussion about that. How do people feel about having a weekday meeting? Any comments? Are there problems with that for some folks?
Who, you know, if we can, if
Mark to the stack,
Holly to the stack,
Jim to the stack.
So we got Jim and Holly. Who else?
And
Mark.
Ziri to the.
Sorry.
Mark
and stack.
I heard Mark first.
Okay, Mark. So Mark was first, was he?
Yeah. Holly is after him.
Holly.
Beautiful. Hello, my dear.
Thank you. Just starting up and stuff.
Okay.
I'm getting ready to go.
Okay, great. Time. Wow, look at this. Great. Okay.
Sorry. You need to, please. All right. I have
one at a time.
Who else is on the list?
Mark was early.
Julie? Is that right, Julie? Is that correct?
There's no Julie here.
Oh, that's right.
Ziri.
Unless it's public.
Ziri.
Ziri.
Ziri. I'm sorry. From KPFK. Thank you. I got it. Okay. So
this is Wally. Can you put me on at the end of the stack?
Yes, of course. All right. So, Vuri, I think you were first, weren't you?
No, Mark.
As far as I remember.
Well, I'm going to start with – let me start with Jim. Jim, go ahead.
Well, actually, I wasn't first, but let those other guys go. Mark,
okay.
I think, was first.
All right, Mark. Thank you. Thank you, Jim. Mark, go ahead.
Well, all I have to say is, sadly, I would not be able to make any weekday daytime meetings. Saturday is – fine, it's working day for me, but I can still move things around. But I'll be happy to hear from other people. I don't want my situation to dictate the schedule for others. But weekdays would be pretty much impossible for me.
Okay, thanks. All right. Barry,
Ollie.
Can we hear from you? Ollie? Okay, Ollie. Go ahead, Ollie. What's a good day for you?
You know, weekends preferably. Weekdays might be doable if we can really adhere to keeping these meetings to 1 hour, maximum 1.5 hours. If we're looking to do it during the day on a weekday, we'd absolutely have to have a time certain, because it would be something I'd have to do during my lunch break or something like that. So definitely couldn't go longer than an hour, maybe an hour and a half. But I'll work with the committee on what's best for everyone.
Okay, thanks. But you would prefer the weekend? Is that correct?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay, so now who's next?
I was.
Barry?
No, Jim was. I was third.
Barry,
I was third.
Barry, I'm going to put you first.
Whatever.
Okay, I'm again and again, so I cannot do the week. I'm sorry. I can only do weekends.
Weekends. Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. All right. So go ahead, Jim.
Well, it's a mixed bag. I got a lot going on during the week, like these other guys do. So it's hard for me to, like, you know, plus I got health stuff going on. Who knows what the hell's that's going to be like. So I would want to be very disciplined, and I'd want to do it later in the day or even in the early evening East Coast time in order to do it, so that it wouldn't conflict with people working. And I would definitely want to be disciplined about it, and I definitely would want it to be focused on one topic only. Now, just to bring up the things that we used to do with Maxi, Grace will remember this, when we finally were able to get the Arbitron data to be shown to us, because of the proprietary nature of it, it was treated as sort of top secret information, if you will. So I remember we did Zoom meetings where we would talk about the data. Okay, I think we got the first data from KPFK. We talked about that, and then I would bring in data from WBAI, and we talk about that because of the nature of the relationship with the Radio Research Corporation. You know, you just can't go throw that stuff around. So that would seem to me an appropriate use of a small limited meeting to just simply go through the Arbitron data or the fundraising data of a particular station and do it in a confidential manner. But I would think that, yes, during the daytime is bad for me during the week. I mean, I would prefer not to do that, to be honest with you.
Okay. Well, thanks for that. All right, Wally.
Yes, I think the weekend would be best for me, too.
The weekend?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So it looks as if, on the whole, people would prefer the weekend. So let's have comments about that. What do people think? The weekends seem to be better. And I'm assuming that Saturday is best for most folks. Is that correct? Any comments about that?
Grace for the sec.
Go ahead, Grace.
Okay. No, I prefer Sunday morning. I think that we can schedule our meeting. The KPFK local station board rarely meets on the first Sunday or second Sunday of the month. So I think we could safely meet on Sunday morning, 10 a.m. Pacific time, noon Central, 1 East Coast time on Sunday morning. If it's, I think so. But let's ask the KPFK, Ziri and Ali about that. I prefer Sunday.
So what do people think? Ali, what do you think of that?
I go along with Grace on that.
Okay. And Jerry, what do you think?
I'm fine with that too. Thank you.
All right. So what do other folks think in other parts of the country?
This Jim's stack?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm cool with that. I mean, when we're running the technology task force, we're only doing it once a month anyway. And so obviously we'll work around you guys holding the meeting, and we'll try to make it, you know, not conflict. And anyway, we're generally bringing on people to sort of talk about educational things with new technology. So we'll obviously schedule those things completely different than when the programming committee is operating. But I'm cool with that. I'd like to, is people from KPFA on the call? Is Mark on the call?
Mark is there.
Mark is here, yeah.
I'd like to know what people up in the Bay Area are saying.
Thank you so much for that. So are there any, is there any opposition to this? Having the meeting on Sunday mornings? Well, Sunday morning specific time, anyway. That would be about, what time is it in the Eastern? That's 11, 12.
1 o'clock. If it's 10 a.m.
1 o'clock, exactly.
It's 1 o'clock, 1 o'clock. Eastern. Yeah. So you finish 2:30 in the afternoon on the East Coast.
I thought it would be 1 o'clock on the East Coast.
Yes, 1 o'clock on the East Coast to 2:30. I mean, if you have an hour and a half meeting.
I see what you mean, 1 to 2:30, exactly. So any opposition to that? Does that work for everyone? Hopefully.
That works great.
Okay, so no opposition. Looks like we'll start having the meetings on Sunday at 10 a.m. Pacific time. Okay? All right, so let's go on to the next item on the agenda.
Heather?
Yeah, great. Go ahead.
Okay, we have to figure out the date of the next meeting.
Oh, good point. So when? How often does it meet, the committee?
We've been meeting the second and the fourth Sunday, unless KPFK usually has their LSB on the third Sunday. If they have another fourth meeting, which is rare, it happened, I think, two times this year maybe, then we jump to the next month, in the first Sunday. So anyway, we've been meeting the second and the fourth Sunday. Unless KPFK meets, then we jump someplace else.
All right, Jim to the sack.
Go ahead, Jim.
I would suggest that we start going forward limited to one meeting a month, precisely because of the need to create working groups among us to be dealing with the myriad of problems we're going to confront here with the programming issues nationwide. And we've got a lot of work to do in between meetings. We could certainly go to a two-a-month thing if necessary. I'm not opposed to that. But, you know, I think right now, given the nature of the kind of problems the network is facing, and one of the main problems, of course, is the programming at several of the stations is not simply attracting enough people to listen to it. So that's a lot of work, and I think we got a lot of work in between the meetings to work with all our colleagues out loud. Anyway, that's what I suggest. One of them.
This is Wally. I support that.
Okay. So what do other folks think? Is there any opposition to doing that?
Well, this is Nancy on the stack.
Go ahead, Nancy.
We tried many times to do that, to work in between meetings, and it doesn't simmer up. It didn't work. We really accomplished most of our work at the meetings. And what we did in improvement is Frank Sterling set up a Google Docs so we could put down what we were doing, and anytime anybody had free time and they wanted to, they could go in at any time and change things, add things to the motions. And there were like three people who were participating actively in that. But most of the others just waited to the meeting itself, and then they would chime in or they say, how about this or that? So it just really didn't work. I mean, people thought, okay, we're going to work on this and work on that. And so we do things in between the meetings. But it just never happened. That's all. Back to you.
Let's go one at a time. Who else wanted to be on the stack?
Zeri to the stack.
All right. Thank you, Zeri. Go ahead.
Okay, so I agree with what was just said, that I would rather us all discuss things together and not break out into this little task force where nobody has all the information. I think it's a much more democratic process if we do it as Nancy just proposed. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Two questions.
Jim, to the stack. Jim.
Jim? Go ahead, Jim.
Two questions.
All right.
Can you hear me?
Who is that?
Sue, question.
Sue, go ahead.
Is Frank still in jail?
No. But he has another court date in April. The police clobbered him, yeah. He has another court date because the police, the discovery was not finished, so the court was behind, the DA there. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Jim, go ahead. Jim?
All right. We passed a motion at the national level requesting the managers in all the stations to supply us with the Nielsen and Arbitron studies that they have done, plus the hour by hour. That's what's going to be. We want to know how they raise money. Now, the RRC, unfortunately, has requirements in the contract signed with them.
Point of order.
Yes.
Point of order.
Yes.
We're discussing setting our next meeting date. I'm very interested in what Jim has to say about Arbitrons and Nielsen's, but at this moment, we need to set our next meeting date. We're getting off topic too quickly.
But this pertains to meetings. This pertains to meetings. Those kind of meetings, at least initially, have to be discussed in some sort of executive session. They can't be discussed publicly. Hence, we might have to consider additional meetings to talk about that data once we get it outside of the normal frame of having open meetings. That's all I want to say about that. Okay? So I don't want to talk about that kind of stuff openly because we can't. Okay? That's legal.
You're absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct. But we're trying to set the date for our next meeting.
All right, fine.
Okay, you all, wait, we need to have some control here for speaking or whatever, but I'm just thinking that as far as how about if we started having two meetings in the month and then we'll explore ways that groups can have other meetings as well. Could we start with that? Could we start doing that? Having two meetings, just start the committee having two meetings in the month and then having further discussion about having additional meetings. But let's just start with this and see where we go with that at first. Does that make sense? Can we do that?
Jim's
Wally after Jim.
Okay, Jim,
go ahead. I cannot do that due to health issues, which are unpredictable. I have no idea what's going to happen in the next couple of months. So I can't commit myself to two a month.
Can you have one meeting a month?
Yeah, one meeting a month is cool, but two a month, forget about it.
Okay, so who is next on the stack? Sorry?
It was Wally.
Wally, go ahead.
Okay. What I was going to say is I think one a month would be better, especially if we're going to have additional meetings. If we start off with two and then we add additional meetings, and we could be doing three or four times a month, and I'd rather not get in that position. It's hard enough to do two times a month. So I'd say one a month would what I would support.
Go ahead, Nancy.
This committee can go into executive session even during a meeting. So you just post on the agenda or on the PacificaKPFT.org, KPFTX.org, that the committee might go into executive session. It would be later on or such and such. It's usually not the beginning.
That's true.
And all of us have the executive session number sent to us, so we can go right into executive session. You just got to remember to report out on the minutes or on the KPFTX.org. The secretary needs to put what was the reason for executive session. That's all.
Okay. So I have
I'm just trying to figure out how many people we have. I think we need to maybe go to a vote on this. Does that make sense? See if we want to have two meetings a month, and or if people are, those who are opposed to that, have one meeting a month. So I
Nancy?
Nancy? Go ahead.
In order to save time, why don't you just ask, is there any objection to limiting to one meeting a month?
So is that great? Right?
Yes.
I object. Okay. All right. Are there oppositions to having one meeting a month?
Okay.
Yes, I object to Ziri.
Okay. Go to a vote then. I'm sorry.
Well, let's
sorry
go to a vote.
Nancy,
go ahead, Nancy, and then we're going to go to a vote.
I think we're trying to decide the next meeting. So can we – that's what we were supposed to be doing. Is it going to be April 10th? Is it going to be April 3rd? Those are the next two Sundays. It cannot be the 17th because KPFK meets on that day. Or maybe – well, let me check. Maybe they are. Maybe it changed. When is the next meeting? That's on the table, I think. You already decided Sunday at 10 a.m. East. 1 p.m. Eastern. Well, when is the next day?
So the next Saturday is April the 2nd.
I think it's the 3rd. Isn't it?
I'm sorry, that's
April,
right. The 3rd, April the 3rd. That's right.
It's Sunday, yeah.
It's Sunday, that's right. Thank you. But that's the first, talking about meetings the second and fourth. But in any case, that's the first Sunday on April. So we were talking about having a meeting on the 10th of April and the 24th of April if we do it the 2nd and the 4th. But if we have it once during the month, then we have to just today would be. I know this is complex, everybody. I'm sorry.
Chair, this is Nancy.
Okay, so Nancy, go ahead.
There's a opening on the 3rd and the 10th. These are all Sundays now, and the 17th, because the KPFK is meeting on the 4th Sunday of April. So you've got 3, 10, and 17. Yeah.
This is Grace for the staff.
Go ahead, Grace.
I suggest we meet on the 10th. The 17th, I believe, is Easter Sunday. People might have a problem with that. And that we postpone consideration about having either one or two meetings a month to the meeting on the 10th. So I would like to move that we.
I second that.
Right, repeat it, Greg. What is your suggestion again?
Okay.
Repeat it.
The motion is that we meet on the 10th, Sunday the 10th at 10 a.m. Pacific, noon Central, 1 Eastern, and that we postpone consideration of whether to have one or two meetings a month to that April 10th meeting.
Okay, well that makes sense. So does everybody approve that? Is there any opposition to that? I guess not. All right, so we'll meet after the 10th. But what I would appreciate actually, if people could send comments about your consideration, about some of what people have already said, just so we could have it in form, if that's possible. You don't have to, but it would be helpful to do that before. I'll send out a note to everyone about it as well, actually. So can we move on to another item on the agenda? All right, somebody help me here. I'm looking at this.
Hearing no objections. So moved.
Thank you. Thank you. Hearing no objections. So moved. All right. So
What is the next item on the agenda? What do people, what is this? Motion for email to communicate on station.
Choosing, no, there was something else. I can't remember. It was the date. Grace wanted the date, and then we're supposed to do something else. Yeah, the time. Judy wanted the time earlier. Okay, that was done.
Okay, so let's talk about the time. Thank you. Let's do that. Sorry, I'm going to interrupt you here. So what time should we meet on the 10th of April?
Oh, we already decided, Heather.
So what did we decide?
10 a.m. Pacific.
Oh, I'm sorry. My apology. Yes. So time is not an issue now. So wait for now. All right. So what is the next item on the agenda then, folks?
Oh, okay. Sue Goodwin, about national programming process. Sue Goodwin, are you here? Sue? You're muted. If she's here, she's muted.
Sorry, you're right. I was muted.
Okay.
I'm here. There you go. And I said some really smart stuff that I can't remember now. But all right, so I'm just going to ask questions here, and really I just want to ask what makes sense for us to take on. And again, a lot of this came up when we launched the Supreme Court coverage last week, which went really well, but you know, it was just sort of confusing at first, and who's going to carry it and who's hosting and, you know, what do we call it and all this type of stuff. And what I wondered is should there be some sort of central process that hits at a couple of issues? First of all, branding. Should we have some branding to our special coverage? Should there be particular theme music that identifies you and language? This is a, you know, special coverage brought to you by Pacifica News. And, you know, that our listeners then can begin to identify with us as a national brand. Number two, content. Should there be a document where content can get discussed? People can suggest guests. So whoever's planning that particular special has the assets of, you know, everyone collaborating to the degree that's helpful. Also figuring out what's the information each station needs to decide if they're going to carry it. If they want to do a PSA, what's the language they should use? If they want to, you know, or should there be a PSA that we create that any station can carry? How do we identify the workflow? And then how do we identify upcoming topics? Because someone today brought up the idea of political prisoners. Should we have, as part of this planning, sort of hear the ideas we're thinking about? So that we can, they don't get lost in the shuffle. We can keep track and say, okay, we do want to do that. We're going to do that in 4 months. So, you get where I'm going with this? It just seems there could be some coordination that could make it easier, but also more in our interest.
I think that's great, too. Is there any discussion about this? Ideas?
Yeah, Jim to the stack.
Go ahead, Jim.
All right. These kind of issues have been discussed. I've watched them discussed for 30-plus years in the stations. Generally in the past, it was deferred to Berkeley when Larry Bensky was functioning because Larry had done the Watergate hearings and then did the Iran-Contra hearings, et cetera. And there was always great jealousy in the stations over who should dominate these kind of hearings. I'm all in favor of doing these kind of things. The thing is that, you know, we have to be realistic about how we're operating a new kind of situation technologically, because the kind of things that Pacifica used to do in the 70s, when C-SPAN did not exist, we now have a new kind of situation where we do the cable satellite television stations do it, the C-SPAN does it, et cetera. And sometimes this is really important. The networks are breaking, although they don't follow it through. Now, the one thing that is true is it's interesting you bring up the issue of a jingle or a sound or a brand. That's an interesting idea. That's a really interesting idea to uniquely differentiate it sound-wise. What does tend to break down, I've organized things like this over the past 30 years in the stations, all-day teach-ins and things like that. And I know that everybody will start fighting over who will get what gib of the airtime pie to have their expert on. I did not hear Mitch do this because I was working and I was using other sources to listen to it. But usually in the breaks, that's where it's good to get, you know, a wide variety of people, including, you know, ranging from opinion, from radical opinion to, you know, liberal mainstream opinion in terms of law folks on this issue with the, you know, very important nomination of Jackson. But, yeah, it's an interesting problem because we don't really have a national production capability at this point. It's usually deferred to Amy, which I don't think is always the right thing to do. And that's a good question to build that up and think about that. The prisoners is a good idea. Frankly, we've been fighting about how to handle the Ukraine situation for the past couple of weeks. I've been involved in conversations about that. And I just said, the hell with it. I'm going to go do what I'm going to do anyway, because I've been spending literally months covering this since the fall, and I don't want to go in there with axes to grind that, you know, sort of predispose how we are carrying out the mission, which is not to put out certain interpretations that dominate the way we understand an event, but give people a multiplicity of interpretations for them to make up their own mind. And too often we have, at this point, public affairs narrowly slanted with essentially sectarian left groups reflecting themselves in how they decide to understand the perspective. And that is one of the reasons why we have low audience, frankly. That's one of the many reasons.
Just a few thoughts on that. I mean, and
who
a little
is that
bit of
speaking?
Oh, I'm
who
sorry, Sue Goodwin. Sue Goodwin.
Go ahead, Sue.
Okay, and that's really helpful, and I understand that without a national production unit, which seems that's unlikely to happen given the strains on staff, most of these specials are going to originate because someone has an interest. But that person should have the support of the network with them. And so it feels like every time a special gets announced, we're reinventing the wheel a little bit. And we could make it easier by having some process. And where I'm coming from a little bit on this is I used to coordinate special coverage at NPR. So I, you know, and bringing, of course, I would have a staff of 10, you know, to work on that. But, and I do hear you got to balance. This can't be something that is dictating, right? It's more coordinating. If you want, I could put out just to this group, I could write some ideas on how this could work that we could then work on to give us a starting place.
I think that would be wonderful if you do that, Sue. And I just wanted to mention to everyone also, as far as having national programs are concerned, I would like to include, if we could do this, some folks from various affiliate stations as well.
Mm-hmm.
So
that makes a lot of sense.
Part of a national effort, yeah. So,
Jim to the stack.
I'd like to, as far as having national programs are concerned, I'd like to figure out a way to include some affiliate participation in this also. We'd have to figure out how we would do that, but it's something that could be presented at some of the affiliate meetings. We do have national affiliate meetings, actually, about once a week. So, anyway, I just wanted to mention. So, Sue, does that answer your question? No, not Sue. Who was that?
Yes.
Broke.
And it's Nancy. I'm taking a minute. Yeah.
Nancy,
I'm sitting on the stick. So, thank you.
So, Jim and then Barry. So, go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, I'd like to actually invite, because one of the problems we have in these meetings of the programming committee is we never have any affiliates involved, except, of course, in your case, Heather. And It was reminded to us that the first chair of the PNB was an affiliate back in the time that the whole thing was created. She was chosen because she sort of dwarfed all the different faction fighting. So I would really enjoy having affiliates feel free to come to participate in our discussions in general, because sometimes, frankly, very often, they're a lot more together than we are, and we can learn from them in terms of, and they need to participate in these discussions about national programming ideas, because Lord knows there's going to be a lot of things popping up in the next couple of months that need to be discussed. And the problem, of course, with national programming is that you get into this situation where a lot of local programmers get pissed off that they're preempted. And then the question is, how does it pay off in terms of audience and listenership in each local signal area? And that's an interesting question. I would have to defer to, like, say, the program directors who have that data to see how it pays off. But there has to be also a way to, you know, there are national issues that have to be talked about and have to be obviously aired, like what just happened last week. And, you know, they're going to come up again. So I do think the affiliates should get involved. I think that'd be great if we had affiliates feel welcome to come here and participate and argue with us about these kinds of things, frankly. I think that'd be terrific.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate that. So I definitely want to explore that. So, Vera, go ahead.
Thank you so much. So just a few points to address what earlier people were saying. First of all, I think affiliates should not be involved so much because they have not been elected and have not gone through the same process other groups here at Pacifica have gone through who were elected as LSB members. And so second, I would say it's a great idea to put a jingle in place and make a recognizable sound for the national idea of Pacifica instead of only advertising the local stations to really get branding going. I think that's wonderful. And the third point I wanted to say was regarding content. I must say throughout the last 2 years, I was disappointed with coverage of COVID. And I was now disappointed with coverage of Ukraine, because I totally agree with what the previous person said, that we have one narrative and there is not a lot of discussion. And this should be exactly our job, to show different attitudes. You know, for example, here in Los Angeles on the 10th of April is a huge demonstration against mandatory vaccines. The Times, in regards to addressing this whole topic of COVID and mandatory vaccines, has really come now, and more of the public are also against mandatory vaccines. And KPFK, I must say, I feel, has been extremely cowardly in approaching this. There's been a few programs, very few, who put this out in the, on the sidelines. And I think we have not really been upholding the democratic idea and our human rights. You know, this is what we normally stand for. And I was really sad that all we did was touting the Democratic Party line and what Big Pharma had to say. So that's my contribution. Thank you.
Jim to the stack.
Just before we go to the stack here, I just want to have a feel of the time. How long should the meeting go on for? What has been what have we done?
In the past, Ms. Nancy, it's been an hour and a half target.
Okay. So how long have we gone now?
Hour and 15 minutes.
Right.
Well, we took a long time with making quorum. That was
true.
But
I'm going to go
to try to meet on time. Everybody.
I have something else I want to ask about this, but let's go to the stack. And then so I guess we'll be meeting about another 15 or 20 minutes, right? I'm assuming. So who was next on this? Who wanted to talk? Who was that? Sorry.
Ali,
go ahead. Thanks. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to voice my complete support for participation of the affiliates and also point out that the affiliate directors on the PNB were elected. There was a campaign and the PNB members voted for the two PNB reps and that the affiliates, I mean the two PNB affiliate reps, and that the affiliate stations are extremely rich source of valuable and wonderful programming that the five sister stations should really be tapping into. So And Heather is one of our affiliate reps. She does a wonderful job. I fully support participation of the affiliates. That's all.
Well, thank you. I do want to mention. Who is that? Sorry?
Sue Cohen Stack.
Oh, and Sue Cohen also in the stack.
I just want to mention before we go, just about the affiliates. What is also so impressive about the affiliates is that there's just a vast range of cultures. You know, so we have Native American stations, et cetera. But I won't go into all of that right now. But go ahead, Sue. Go ahead.
Which one? This is Sue Cohen.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
You're talking about setting up some kind of structure and process for national programming, which logistically is a really good thing. But I just want to warn you to be careful that bad things happen when you do that. And they happened last time. Y'all weren't here for the history probably, but I can tell you about it. Maybe I'll send everybody an email.
Yeah.
It's dangerous how much power you put over national programming. And that means you're taking it away from each local station. And local is the hallmark nowadays of why people listen to radio instead of podcasts or whatever. Thanks.
Thanks for that, Sue. So you're going to send some information, you said, right, to the group? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I should, I guess.
Discussion. Be good for discussion. Okay, so where do we go from here?
And I think this may address what you just said, Sue, that, you know, again, I think what we're striving for is how do we build a national structure that works in collaboration with the local. And I see, Jim, you know, you've been really trying to push some Ukraine programming. I'm sorry I missed your meeting yesterday. Forgive me. But, you know, a simple idea on Ukraine, every station has been doing, I'm sure, their own great coverage. So, you know, every week might be too much, but what if it were a special that drew from each station? Here's an interview that was done on WBAI. Here's an interview that was done on KPFA. So we're pulling the content from the local stations, but building the local into a national brand.
All right, Jim Dostak.
Go ahead, Jim.
One of the things, look, I hear what Sue says. I was around when all that stuff happened because the national board in 1991, if they had had a couple $1,000,000, they would have ended the discussions we're having right now because they would have imposed national strip programming in all the stations, which is what they desired to do when they put in Democracy Now! And Julian Malfoy. If they'd had they only had $600,000 to spend. If they had had a couple million, it'd be a whole different situation. But there's new technology that we could use because each of the stations, at least in New York, they're using the Zoom accounts for broadcasting. I personally think that Zoom accounts should also be used, and I think we should purchase for each station the Zoom accounts that allow us to, you know, at least maybe you could do it with 100, but, you know, maybe have in reserve those more expensive Zoom accounts. They're only $50 a month or $60 a month. But we could already be doing advertising that if you want to talk about the Ukraine, we have a Zoom account going on. We have a Zoom discussion going on, and we're doing it on a weekly basis or biweekly basis. You can join anytime you want. All ideas are honored, and whammo, you can start to talk about it because there's enough people. I mean, you know, when we're doing these Zoom discussions, we're having people from all different perspectives argue. But you can do that with other issues. Another thing that we have to do, and that's one of the reasons why I've been so gung ho on the CPB issue, is that if we can get the CPB funding back, which is problematic, we know. But one of the things it provides is the licensing issues, and the licensing issues being taken care of, which now we have to pay out of pocket. But one of the things I've discussed with John Amella is that we could set up streaming operations, which could indeed do national programming. Now, whether people are going to listen to it or not, I don't know. But if you in terms of licensed music playing, if you don't include the ability to download and you do a one-shot deal with a music show, you can get away with constructing different alternative music streams at different stations that do not violate the DCMA. As I understand it, you know, Ali may be as more familiar with this than me, but I have gone to legal discussions about this. You can do that, and then you can begin to do local programming. Now, the problem we always have in all these stations is the very, very low QMs at most of the stations. New York is about, 60,000 to 80,000 a week. I think Texas is like 3,500 to 7,000 a week, something like that. L.A. is about 60,000 to 70,000 a week. Maybe it jumps up to 80,000. All those numbers are way, way down from their peaks. They're several, several times below what they used to be. So that, to me, is a real problem, how we deal with that. And national programming may not help that, but it's true that local programming is a thing to do. But, again, that's a whole separate issue. But the national programming, I think, is worthwhile to do, and we can do it in a way nobody else can do it, okay? But it means that people, you know, whoever's – if someone's in the WWP, the Workers' World Party, or the RCP, all those guys, it's cool to have their perspectives, but they cannot dominate the way we're sending out a message politically in a signal area. You just – and most of them don't even know how to do radio anyway. So it's – to me, that's the kind of thing we have to do. We have to think a broad stroke, all sorts of different opinions, including those that people don't hear, in national programs. And that can be done with intelligent thought and creativity.
Well, thank you for that, Jim. I just want to ask everyone, you know, our time is going here. I was wondering, I don't think we're going to be able to get all of these items on, you know, to discuss them all, everything on the agenda here. Can we leave them to the next meeting? Is that possible? Is that okay with everyone? Or is there anything else on the agenda that we should make sure that we talk about today?
Do a quickie.
I'm sorry?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Do a quickie. As far as I'm concerned, you can take the meeting longer.
Okay. All right, so thank you. Any other comments?
I just sort of forgot what I was going to say. I'm sorry. Oh, yes. This is Nancy. I have already changed the schedule for the next meeting, which is April 10th and 10 a.m. I put it on there. And I also added, if the committee has a need, it may go into executive session. And I'm trying to update the others. And also, the rest of the things have not, we haven't done anything on this communication email list with all the programmers, all the LSB, and all the management together on cross communication, not one way trips. We have not discussed this, but maybe y'all can be thinking about it. If you have some trouble with it, something problematic, please bring it to the next meeting to discuss. We have not discussed this at all. It was just, I thought everybody on the station that's actively volunteering and participating should have at least one email list where they can put up to five sentences, something like, oh, the freeway's got a chemical spill, and it's, you know, when you go to the station, something like that, or, hey, we need some help here at this event. Can anybody come call so-and-so? Just short things, or maybe discuss bigger things like another referendum, or I don't know what's going to happen down the pike. That's all. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Don't say that.
So I do want to ask the group. I don't think we're going to be able to get into in-depth discussion about some of these other items today, but I just wanted to ask, is it possible that rather than on the phone that we have these as Zoom calls? Is that possible?
I'm all for that.
For phone?
We need to say who is going to have an account and moderate it.
Well, I have an account.
Zoom would be preferable.
I have a Zoom account. Can I do that? Does it have to be a Pacifica account?
No, hell no.
Because what I would like is to be able to record it. I don't know. I'm assuming this is being recorded. But
yes.
Anyway, I could record it. We can actually see people, right? Which I would prefer. So is that okay with everyone?
Just we have to have a person that's willing to volunteer their account and to moderate it and make sure it's recording. And also we need the backup of Maestro in case that person suddenly cannot do it or has a glitch, you know. So we have Maestro as a fallback. In fact, we could even do both, couldn't we? One is stream and one is Zoom. The only problem is you'd have to post your Zoom account on kpfdx.org. So you've got to make sure that is done.
All right.
Can I put the link then on KPFD? I could do that, right?
KPFDX. Yes.
I could talk with Otis about it also.
If you have both Zoom and Maestro, some people get excluded, and I prefer Zoom because then I can tell if I'm muted or not. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. That'd be good. So go ahead, Jim. What were you going to say?
All right, Jim to the stack.
Go ahead, Jim.
All right. I've been holding Zoom meetings for quite a while now, for at least a year and a half. And we had a Zoom meeting last week in New York, which got Zoom bombed. So what I suggest, if you have – I assume you have the second tier level of Zoom, Heather, the one that allows up to 100 people.
Yeah, right. Okay. All right.
All right.
I don't know.
What I would suggest – okay. What I would suggest is that when we have Zoom meetings like this, we have co-hosts. I will send out the – because I didn't realize there were ways that you can prevent a Zoom bomb. Because what happened was a whole bunch of guys came in halfway through the meeting. One guy displayed his penis. Another guy displayed, you know, like they were showing porn. Disrupted the meeting for a little while. But we were prepared for it. And we froze the whole meeting. And then we proceeded to eliminate all the people. It did disrupt the meeting for about 5 to 10 minutes. But just to be on the cautionary side, it's worth setting up a waiting room, waiting room function so that you at least can make sure that you're not going to get – because with these guys, you only come six or seven at once, and then whammo, they're in there. And then you got a whole disruption going on. So just as to be cautious, one has to guard against this kind of nonsense occurring going forward. It's sort of ridiculous, but it happens. I've had it happen in 4 or 5 meetings in the past couple of months that I've participated in. So – and it was 2 Pacifica meetings, too. So I just want to make sure that doesn't happen and doesn't screw things up.
Okay.
Oh, this is Nancy on the stack.
Go ahead, Nancy.
We had a KPFD town hall planning meeting by the cab, and they were Zoom bombed, and it was 3 penises and defecation on the lens. And so they might be the same people or just copycats. I don't know. But anyway, nobody let it stop, but it did rattle the person who was doing the Zoom. Thank you.
Well,
Jim,
are people okay having these as Zoom calls? Is that okay with folks? Is there opposition to it? Okay, who is wanting to be on the Zoom? Who is wanting to speak? Is that Jim again?
Have to have co-hosts. You'd have to have co-hosts helping you out to prevent kind of crap from happening. That's all.
No problem. All right. So, all right, everyone. Is that it? No other comments? So I wanted to thank all of you so much for this meeting and for the work on the program committee now and in the past. So thanks, everyone. It's just so incredibly important, as I know you're aware.
Heather? Heather, yes. Before we go, I want to make sure that everybody knows that action item of that motion. I mean, I'm implementing it. I'm implementing the motion as we speak with the stations regarding getting the Nielsen rating stuff. So it's already started. Okay, so just to let you know, I've already started it with KPFA, and I'm going to keep on doing it throughout the network so others can talk about it next time, but I intend to get that information as fast as possible. Okay, and others can help me. This is where I say, let's talk in between meetings, but people can call me up. You know, they know how to get a hold of me, and let's get this done so we at least get the actual information that we can seriously see what the hell's going on with these stations.
Wonderful.
Nancy on the stack, please.
Go ahead, Nancy.
I made a text circle with all the members so far, and I want to know if anyone objects to sharing their telephone numbers with the committee, within the committee, and with a plea that do not distribute, just keep it in the committee, or do not distribute. You just got to have permission from the person. But I've never done that before, sharing all the telephone numbers, but I did make a text circle. So if anyone does not want their telephone number shared with anybody else, could you please tell me so I can give this information to whoever's going to be your secretary? And I will convene and try to wrestle everybody and organize everybody into coming to the 10th, April 10th meeting. And that will probably be just one meeting for that month because of Easter the next Sunday and then KPFK the 4th Sunday. Anyway, I just want to put all that out. And I want to say one more thing. Tomorrow, technology, led to Jen, going to have a special speaker about podcasting. And it starts at 1 p.m. Eastern, technology, Zoom. It's on kpfdx.org. All you programmers or even listener board members may be able to learn something from programming. And I hope in the future, Jim, that we have video lectures about how to make video in a safe way, on the streets, in a protest, don't show the people's faces, all kinds of things. I think Steve Zeltzer is doing the most, and he could probably be a good candidate to ask to send us something or how-to videos. So we can teach all our stations, boards and staffs and programmers. And KPFA is the only one with a training program, and they kept it going virtually. But we got to get this going at all five stations. Thank you.
All right, Jim, to the stack before we go on this.
Sure. I'm sorry.
I want to just discuss a little bit quickly before we go what she just referred to.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, the person coming is a professor of radio and audio production at Columbia Journalism School. She is an individual involved in one of the top five podcasts in the United States. So we only have her for an hour and a half, and hopefully we can have her come again if it's a good, successful event. We also, the issue of the training, this is why I referred to the discussions we did 3 years ago. We actually compiled lists of all the different resources around the world that deal with radio production in the NPR, BBC, et cetera, and I don't know what the hell ever happened to all that. And finally, I have no problem with the phone numbers. The only number I want is the winning lottery number. Thank you.
All right, everybody, I want to thank you so much. Thank you. So we'll be sending out a notice. Thank you, Heather.
Thank you, Heather. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone.